is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ, temporary AG. How's your morning?
Well, unless my ears are clogged, I thought you just said temporary AG. And I'm not sure what that means off the top of my head. Like I said, or my ears are clogged. Good morning.
Good morning, Travis. Yes, you did hear temporary AG. I am now a general.
Oh, holy goodness, holy goodness. Somebody was keeping that one a secret, at least to me. I didn't pick up on that. I didn't know you were going to take your test. Well, congratulations. That is awesome, awesome, awesome. When did you do it?
I took the test last night.
Incredible. Did anyone else know, or were you keeping that a secret?
I was keeping it a secret. The only one that knew, obviously, was my wife, Karen.
All right. Somebody's been studying. Oh, that is so, so, so awesome. That is so cool. Wow, you are progressing along pretty quick. Did you put in a purchase order for your HF rig as well?
No, not yet. I'm going to have to do that, but I also have to figure out where to put an antenna. And I've got different ideas going through my head right now. I have to take some measurements and understand, you know, do I want to make like a dipole that can do multiple frequencies, or, you know, what do I want to do yet?
Yeah, I would say something like that, something multi-banded, though it's very cheap to put up a couple, you know, ham sticks, to make a ham stick dipole. Those can be very narrow-banded, limited in frequency. Actually, I was thinking about doing that to test out those boxes that I put together, just put up like a 20-meter ham stick setup, just throw it up on the balcony and test it out. But yeah, that is incredibly awesome. I can't say it enough. That is so, so cool.
Well, thanks, Travis. I have to owe it a lot to you. I used your website a lot. Over the weekend, I had taken one or two practice exams, and I had been getting to the point where I was like 80-85% all the time. So I sat down one day and I answered a bunch of questions there from the website. Kept track of how many I answered and how many I got wrong, and I was in again at 85-ish percentile. So I said, okay, I think I'm ready, and decided to do it Wednesday. Checked the AAR website, AARL website, to verify that W2SO was going to be doing their testing last night, sure enough, and so I went.
Oh yeah, that is perfect. Yeah, it's a real bummer that they don't send you the, at least I don't think so, right? When you upgrade, I think it's still on you to print off your license and print it on some good cardstock if you want to have that and frame it. It's funny, I don't. I've got it in a box somewhere, it's not hanging up, but yeah, there was a point where they used to send out some nice, I don't want to say it's a certificate, but your license on some nice cardstock, and that's all on you to download and do, but then you can put it on whatever size or whatever kind of paper you want, and that works out well as well, and I'm sure you just downloaded it for your EchoLink. Yeah, you'll have to do that again. You don't need to do it for EchoLink again, but just to get the latest copy.
Yeah, I've got to go onto their website this morning, and I think I got to pay another $35 to have my license upgraded, and then probably by Monday, I'm hoping the website will be updated, and then I can drop the temporary AG.
I just ker-chunked the repeater there. If it's halfway through your transmission, the audio dropped out. I think you said you have to go onto their site today. But then I guess my question is going to be, is it processed that fast?
No. I'll go in and update the information. But part of it is, I think the volunteer examiners need to upload some stuff too. I don't know. But anyways, I got to go on the website and then just let the wheels of the FCC turn, and then their website should be updated maybe Monday, I'm hoping.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you pay the fee at the exam, right? In the amount of like $35?
No, there's a $15 fee just to take the exam. And then there's another fee to upgrade your license, I believe. I'll find out more today when I do it.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that surprises me. I thought that would have been all said and done right there, that you wouldn't have to pay again through the FCC's website, but it has been a while since I've upgraded. Yeah. So cool. That's a tricky situation here. Yeah, I was coming past Cemetery and Broadway. You got people lined up to turn down Cemetery, a bus pulling out onto Broadway, and just gotta be careful. It's a little snowier out than yesterday. Still not bad, but sure is winter again.
Oh yeah, definitely winter again. I'm my shoulders are taking a hit from all the shoveling and stuff, and I'm ready for it to be gone. At least warm up into the 30s for a day or two.
Yeah, I don't even mind the cold. I just don't want to be, you know, trudging through it. Stepping through 2 feet of snow before you're about to, you know, hop in the truck for your work day kind of sucks. But a dusting and cold, I'm very okay with that. That's not bad at all. I haven't gotten to that point where, I want it to be gone. And I don't want it to be wet either. So, yeah, I'd like to go from cold right to a nice spring. But I don't think it normally works that way. Let's see, what else? Oh, was it John Maxwell again there?
Oh, yeah. Yep, John Maxwell was there. A guy named Sal. I think there was another George that was there. And there was another guy, missed his name for the examiners. The funny thing was, I handed in my booklet and my answer sheet to a guy, and I was trying to keep track of what he did with it, and I'm watching him score a sheet, and I see him mark fail, and my heart sank. And I saw another examiner look at it, you know, he did his thing, and he marked fail. And then John Maxwell took it, and he did something, and he said, "I'm sorry, John, you failed." And I go, "Oh my God, that wasn't mine. I thought it was mine." And then I lost track of where mine was, and then he made the announcement that I had passed. I only missed 4 questions, so I felt really good about that.
Oh yeah, well, look what you've been through, and you know, getting ready for it. Obviously, your first shot at it, right? And then kind of getting a good feel for it, knowing what you needed, and then studying and knowing that you're at the point where, yeah, you don't have every single question committed to memory with a full explanation of why that's the answer. But, you knew you were in a good position going in. So that's awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Yeah, so I'll have to get a HF radio in time for field day, and some sort of portable antenna. And then I guess if we do field day again, then I won't have to use your call sign, correct?
That is absolutely correct. We like when a club does the event or a group does the event, they tend to use one call sign for everybody, but that is absolutely not required. Everyone can use their own call sign if they want to and get their call sign out on the air there. Absolutely, why not? It's just that when you say, 2 Alpha, 2 Delta, 2 Echo, whatever the class, station and class, whatever that you are announcing, it'll just go to 1 instead. That's the only difference. But other than that, yeah, it would work great.
Yeah, I just got to work on a little bit of this mic fright. I think I'm going to try and get to the club tonight, meet a couple more people up there, and get to know. It seems like if I know the person, it's so much easier to talk to than just out of the blue for whatever reason.
Well, when they have their tech mates up there, do they still have the HF rigs on, right? And I say rigs because somebody told me there was more than one, but I think when I was there, there was only one. And I used to like doing that. Of course, I spent a lot of time over in the other side, but if there's somebody in the HF room, or radio room, I should say, hang out in that room and get on the air.
Yeah, they've got several radios in there. I took a look in there last night, and, I looked in there, again, last time I was there. What was really funny is, last time I walked up to the building and I saw all the antennas and I was like, oh, wow, look at all these antennas. Last night I walked up to the building and I go, oh, yeah, there's a Boom Yagi antenna. There's this antenna. There's that antenna. You know, I was able to kind of pick out the different types of antennas and that knowledge now. This is KE2GDQ.
This is K2PCB. Speaking of antennas, I know you purchased a few books. I was thinking about picking up, there's a ARRL Parks on the Air book, getting started with Parks on the Air or something along those lines. And, I don't know why I didn't. But I think I might pick up that one. I know I can do a lot of online searching, Google searching, to compile everything I need to do, but it might be a nice little side read. I wish the ARRL books were available in Kindle versions, though. And I know you have shared your preference to physical books, and there's definitely value to that. I do like to be able to just, whether I'm on my phone or tablet or PC, just pull up the book. Unlike, the Art of Electronics, it limits the number of devices that you can have it on, so you have to tell it to remove it from another device before you can open it on another. Even though it still lets you, you got to pick a device to remove it from, which is kind of funny. Anyway, K2PCB here, and it's 6:42, and I am coming into the parking lot here. Every day it's a different parking arrangement with the snow.
Oh, yeah, I remember those days. Yeah, you pull in and you go, my parking spot's gone. Because it's kind of funny. A lot of people had, I included myself in that. I'm not disclosing or, knocking anybody. But I had, quote, my parking spot, unquote. I won't say ticked me off, but it was just like, that's my parking spot. With someone else was parked there.
Oh yeah, I know exactly what you mean, and I have that same point at home in the apartment complex. They're not assigned spots, and I had been parking in the same spot, Lynn and I, for 14 and a half years or whatever it was, until this new couple came in, and they will park in the whatever spot is available closest to the building. And even in mine, it's not the closest to the building, but for some reason they like to park there. They never picked up on, you know, where people prefer to park, and they'll just pull in wherever, which is fine, because they're not assigned. It's like going to Wegmans. Yeah, we just had like a unwritten, you know, agreement. But yeah, that seems to be gone because both of them get home before me. Anyway, 6:44, so I'm going to run. Congrats again, and we can talk about that some more going forward. This is K2PCB.
K2PCB, 73s. This is KE2GDQ. You have a great day, and we will definitely talk tomorrow. Have a great day, Travis.
KC2NVM, good morning.
KC2NVM, this is KE2GDQ, temporary AG. How are you this morning?
Pretty good. I hear congratulations are in order. You passed the general?
That is correct. I passed the general last night, and it feels pretty good. I did put a fair amount of time into it, and so, yeah, now I have my general.
Nice. I haven't studied for it because I'm in school for other stuff. So maybe over the summer I'll hit the book and do a little studying for general. But congratulations. Any idea how long it's going to take the FCC to actually update their website and assign you a call sign?
Well, according to John Maxwell last night, once I log into the website and do what I need to do and give them their blood money, it should only take 3 to 4 days, so maybe Saturday, but probably Monday, they would see the update in their database that shows my call sign from change from technician to general.
Now, they don't assign a new call sign, right? They just upgrade your license. So that when someone looks you up, they're like, "Oh yeah, he's a general."
Correct. Yeah, no new call sign. Just an upgrade. I think my daughter would be kind of upset because I know she spent some money on this light that I have in my shack that has my call sign on it, and then she'd have to get me another one. It just gets updated from a technician to a general.
Okay, but then you also qualify to get a vanity call if you wish.
Yes, I could get a vanity call, but I kind of like mine. It just kind of rolls off the tongue pretty good, so I think I just might keep it.
Nice. Now you got to find a radio, and that's going to be everyone's going to tell you what radio to buy. Don't listen to any of them.
Yeah, I hear you there. Now to buy a radio, and like I was telling Travis, I need to put up some sort of antenna someplace. Karen would like me to keep it to a minimum. So I've got several different ideas on, but like I told Travis too, I'd like to get it set up some in it. One of an antenna that covers multiple frequencies so that, you know, I can limit the number of antennas that I have around the yard.
You can get away with a long wire pretty incognito. That's always kind of neat.
Yep, that was one of my thoughts. An NFED half wave or thereabouts, or I might even be able to do an inverted V dipole in front of the arborvitae because it would be pretty well concealed. I know that vegetation can hinder your propagation and all, but keep its footprint or its visibility down, I think would be good.
A trick would be to get your wife into the radio so that she'd be like, "We need more antennas. We need more antennas."
Yeah, that thought has crossed my mind. It might that might go a little bit better than taking her to the range. Didn't go so well when some guy decided that he was going to instruct her on how to shoot. That did not go over well.
Yeah, I find when I'm at the range, I will not offer anything unless you ask, because I don't know what your goal is when you're there. I don't know what your life's level would be, or your significant other, your girlfriend, boyfriend, sister, brother. I don't offer anything until someone says, hey, can I ask you a question?
Agreed. The only thing that I would offer is if someone was doing something unsafe, you know, like sweeping me with their muzzle, or not making sure the chamber was open when people are going downrange, something like that. Other than that, you're right. I wouldn't offer any advice unless they asked.
My wife's brother, his wife, so my sister-in-law-ish, she lost a brother at a gun range who intentionally did self-harm. And she has been afraid of guns for the last 25 years. They approached me last year and was like, can you take us to the range? And so I'm like, yes, and super respectful, and everybody got to shoot something, and she shot nothing bigger than a 22. And then she kind of turned to my wife and said, so that's the last thing my brother ever heard. And it was like, ugh. But her husband, my brother-in-law, they were thinking of getting a gun for the house, but I think that went away. And their child is an actor and had some role where they needed to use a firearm on stage and just wanted some training so they didn't look like an idiot holding a gun wrong or doing something wrong. So we just kind of went over the basics, like how to hold it. I didn't know if they're going to have a revolver, a semi-auto, if they're going to be in like action, or is it just like a wooden stick even. But just kind of going over all the particulars, and they did fantastic. But yeah, I don't think they're going to get a gun for the house. And we haven't asked about it or talked about it since. But I have to get going, so this will be my last.
KC2NVN 73s, have a great day. This is KU2GDQ, and we're clear of this channel for today. Have a great one.